Welcome to our deep dive, everybody. We're going to be looking at the life of Stephen Hawking today. From the bio excerpt you sent over, he was obviously a brilliant mind. But for me, it's his story of resilience in the face of just incredible challenges that I find so fascinating.
It really is remarkable how those challenges kind of became intertwined with his scientific journey. It's like his life mirrored some of the cosmic mysteries that he was trying to unlock.
Right. Like it's almost fated. I mean, starting with, well, what are the chances of being born on the 300th anniversary of Galileo's death? It's like, come on, that's too perfect.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing coincidence. And even though his family wasn't wealthy, they really fostered a deep love of learning. Imagine growing up with dinner table conversations that were all about books and intellectual debate. It's not hard to see how that would spark a young mind's curiosity, you know?
Totally. It makes you think, right? Like, did those early dinner table debates maybe plant the seeds for his later groundbreaking theories? Oh, and speaking of early signs of brilliance, I love that his school friends nicknamed him Einstein. Get this. He wasn't like a straight-A student, was he? That honestly makes him be even more relatable, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't what you'd call a traditional prodigy. Some subjects in school just bored him, which honestly, I think a lot of us can probably relate to that feeling. But when it came to physics and math, he was clearly passionate about those. And there's even a story about him building a basic computer from spare parts, like completely from scratch. You can see that hands-on approach to learning, even back then.
That's crazy. Okay, so then he goes off to Oxford to study physics. Like, everything's going great. Like, he's on this amazing path. And then, boom, this huge life-changing diagnosis, ALS.
Yeah, that's where the story takes a really heartbreaking turn. At just 21 years old, he's given this devastating diagnosis, Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a progressive neurological disease that slowly weakens muscles over time, and eventually it affects the ability to speak, move, even breathe. And back then, the prognosis was just, well, incredibly grim. Doctors were saying he only had a couple of years left.
I can't imagine how difficult it would be to face such a dire prediction at that age. It really makes you appreciate the strength he must have had to keep going. But I understand his relationship with Jane Wilde, who he later married, played a really important role in giving him that fighting spirit.
Absolutely. Love and that human connection can be so powerful, especially when facing something so difficult. Jane's support gave him a reason to fight, a reason to keep pursuing his work, and ultimately to make some of his most groundbreaking scientific contributions. Their love story, against all odds, is pretty amazing.
It's a beautiful story. It makes you think about the determination that he had. So even with this diagnosis, his scientific mind never stopped, right? Which brings us to one of his most significant discoveries, Hawking radiation.
This is where things get really interesting from a scientific perspective. Before Hawking came along, black holes were thought of as these cosmic vacuum cleaners. You know, they just swallowed up everything and nothing could escape.
I have to admit, I find black holes incredibly fascinating, even though, you know, I'm not a physicist. They're like these big mysteries in space.
Mm-hmm.
But can you explain Hawking radiation in a way that even I can understand? What is it and why was it such a big deal?
Okay, well, picture this. A black hole is like a pot of boiling water on a stove. The lid's on tight, but some steam still manages to escape. Hawking radiation is kind of like that escaping steam. It's the idea that even though black holes have this immense gravitational pull, they actually give off a tiny amount of radiation.
So you're saying even black holes, these super dense objects that were supposed to be inescapable, are actually losing a little bit of energy over time. That totally changes how we think about them.
Exactly. And it gets even crazier. This discovery challenged the idea that black holes were these unchanging, eternal things. Hawking radiation suggests that they actually evolve and change over time and, get this, might even completely disappear one day. It was a pretty radical concept. It really shook things up in the world of astrophysics and completely changed how we understand the universe.
Wow, that is mind-blowing. So while his body was facing all these challenges, his mind was making these huge discoveries about the universe. It's incredible. But it doesn't stop there, right? He also explored some pretty big questions about the very beginning of everything, didn't he?
You're exactly right. In the late 70s, he worked with another physicist, James Hartle, to develop a theory about how the universe began. And this wasn't just any theory. It challenged the idea that there even was a singular beginning, a singularity, as it's called.
Wait, hold on. A universe with no beginning. Okay, you're going to have to break this one down for me because my brain just can't even process that.
I get it. It's a really tough concept to wrap your head around. Okay, think of it this way. Imagine the universe is like the surface of a balloon. It's finite, meaning it has a size, but it doesn't have an edge. Like, where do you find the beginning of a balloon surface? There isn't one. Hawking and Hartle proposed a universe that's kind of like that, boundless, without a beginning or even an end. It just exists, but beyond our normal ideas of time.
Whoa, that's a big shift in thinking. So are you saying time, as we understand it, might not have always been there?
Exactly. It challenges our whole understanding of time and existence. And it's a perfect example of how Hawking was always willing to question everything, even the most basic assumptions about our reality. His curiosity was limitless. He just refused to be boxed in by conventional thinking.
It's inspiring to think about him tackling these massive questions while dealing with everything else going on. But then there's another twist, right? He loses his ability to speak after having a tracheotomy. It's hard to imagine how he could even continue his work after that.
It must have been a very dark time for him. In the mid-80s, he got pneumonia and had to have a tracheotomy, which saved his life, but it meant he couldn't speak anymore.
I can't even imagine how isolating that must have felt, especially for someone who lived and breathed communication and ideas. But this is where technology comes in, right? It helped him find his voice again.
That's right. He started using a speech-generating device, which was revolutionary at the time. It allowed him to communicate by using a muscle in his cheek to choose words and phrases on a computer screen. And then that computer turned those selections into speech.
And that voice we all know, it's so iconic. It's become almost inseparable from how we think of him. It's amazing how something that came from such a difficult situation ended up being such a powerful tool for him.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to remember that despite the seriousness of his work and his condition, he never lost his sense of humor. You know, he even famously joked about how he enjoyed the American accent of his speech synthesizer.
It's true. That little detail just shows that even facing all that, he kept his wit and his positive spirit.
That blend of intellect, resilience, and humor is what made him such a captivating figure, not just in the scientific community, but in pop culture as well.
Which brings us to his book, A Brief History of Time. It wasn't just a book for scientists. It became this global sensation. Did anyone expect it to have such a huge impact?
Not at all. It was written for a pretty niche audience, people interested in complex physics. But it just blew up, became a massive bestseller, and stayed on the Sunday Times bestseller list for, get this, 4 years.
That's amazing. Yeah. It makes you realize how many people were exposed to these really complex, mind-boggling ideas through that book. It shows how good he was at explaining things in a way that anyone could understand. And it wasn't just the book. He really embraced pop culture in a way that most scientists don't. I mean, he was on The Simpsons, Star Trek, even The Big Bang Theory.
Exactly. That's what made him so unique. He was willing to engage with pop culture and kind of break down that stereotype of the, you know, the stuffy, inaccessible scientist. He showed everyone that science could be fun, engaging, and yeah, a little silly sometimes.
And speaking of silly, there's that famous story about him throwing a party for time travelers. But he only sent out the invitations after the party had already happened. It's so classic Hawking.
That story, I think, really sums up his genius. It wasn't just about the science itself. It was about finding ways to make people think differently about the universe and our place in it, you know? It wasn't just for publicity. It was a real thought experiment. He wanted to get people talking and thinking about these things.
It's like he was saying, let's have some fun with this whole time travel thing and really explore what it means, even if it sounds crazy.
Exactly. It's about pushing the limits of our imagination, even if we have to laugh at ourselves a little along the way. But you know, while we celebrate all of his incredible achievements, it's important to remember that his personal life, like all of ours, had its ups and downs. His marriage to Jane, who was such a huge support for him, well, they eventually divorced.
It's a good reminder that even the most brilliant minds, people who do amazing things, they still go through the same human experiences, the same joys and sorrows as everyone else. I mean, think about the pressure their relationship must have been under with his fame and his increasing physical limitations.
For sure. And his second marriage to his caregiver, Elaine Mason, was also surrounded by controversy and allegations of mistreatment, which is a really difficult part of his story. It reminds us that even with all his greatness, personal struggles are still a part of life.
It makes him seem more human, more relatable, you know? It shows that he wasn't some kind of superhuman figure, but a real person who experienced the full range of human emotions and challenges. But even through all of that, his passion for science never went away, did it?
No, not at all. He never stopped working, writing, and talking to the public right up until the end. He was always pushing the boundaries of knowledge, looking into things like artificial intelligence and even the possibility of parallel universes.
His curiosity was unstoppable. And then there's that amazing story of him experiencing zero gravity on a modified Boeing 727. It's such a powerful image. A man who spent so much of his life physically limited, getting to experience pure weightlessness and freedom.
It's a beautiful image, and it really captures his spirit, his refusal to be defined by his limitations. His description of that flight as true freedom is so moving, especially considering everything he went through.
And then in 2018, he passed away. It's almost poetic that it happened on Einstein's birthday, another one of those cosmic coincidences in his life.
It did feel like the end of an era, but his work, his words, and his spirit continue to inspire us. His ashes were even placed in Westminster Abbey, alongside scientific giants like Newton and Darwin. It's a fitting tribute to a man who expanded our understanding of the universe and encouraged us to look beyond our own limits.
So as we wrap up our deep dives into the life of Stephen Hawking, what's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from his story?
I think it's that simple but powerful message he sent out into space after he died. Look up at the stars and not down at your feet. It's a reminder that no matter what challenges we face, there's always something bigger, something wondrous to strive for.
Beautifully said. Stephen Hawking's life really showed us the power of the human spirit, the limitless nature of curiosity, and the importance of never losing sight of the wonder that's out there, even when times are tough. Thanks for joining me on this journey today.
It was my pleasure. And to all our listeners, remember to keep looking up at the stars.